Do you ever have one of those days where the kids are bouncing off the walls, the dishes are piled up, and by the time you finally get 5 minutes of quiet, you just want to plop them in front of something, anything, that feels safe? But then that little voice creeps in. Is this actually good for them? Is it going to teach them anything? I see you, friend. And that's why today's episode, we're stepping into a forgotten family series that puts honesty, empathy, and good old-fashioned family bonds front and center. Welcome to Family TV Uncovered. If you're tired of wasting time scrolling for something safe, clean, and actually worth watching with your family, you're in the right place. I'm Jennifer, a lifelong TV fan who grew up on the kinds of shows that still make us laugh, think, and feel something real. Whether you're building family traditions or trying to avoid one more mindless binge, I've got you covered. Let's dive in. So, what's the show that I'm talking about? It's The New Lassie, a 90s reboot of the classic Lassie TV show that takes America's favorite collie, Lassie, a rough collie to be exact, not a border collie. We take her out of the farm and into the suburbs, landing with the McCulloch family. And if you're thinking, that old dog show? Hold that thought. The New Lassie is more than just a reboot. It's a show where kids learn lessons about community, responsibility, and kindness without feeling like they're getting a lecture. And the best part? It's a show you can feel good about letting them watch without you hovering over them. That might be exactly what our overstimulated kids need today. The family at the center are Dee, Chris, Will, and Megan McCulloch. And Dee and Chris McCulloch are actually played by real-life married couple Dee Wallace Stone and Christopher Stone, which brings an extra layer of authenticity to the show. It just really brought the chemistry with the family, and it really felt like a real family knowing that they were actually husband and wife in real life. And of course, the star, Lassie, the kind of dog every kid dreams of. I know I did when I was little. Always looking out for the people she loves and stepping up when it mattered most. Beyond nostalgia, the show sneaks in lessons on friendship, forgiveness, putting others first, and the consequences of mischief. Because yes, like any kids in the world, Will and Megan find themselves in plenty of mischief. For longtime fans, the show also lovingly brings back faces from the original, like John Provost as Uncle Steve. John Provost was the original Timmy from the original Lassie. And June Lockhart, who played his TV mom on the show, made a cameo appearance on The New Lassie. There's even a young Leonardo DiCaprio, who plays one of Will's friends on his bike racing team. But what can your kids and your family really learn from The New Lassie? It's simple, but powerful stuff. Things like obedience and respect for parents, putting others before yourself, learning to navigate friendship bumps without adult intervention, and seeing that family and community matter more than putting ourselves first. The kids are great role models of what it means to be a good brother, a good sister, daughter, son, friend, and to be the best person you can be in society. These aren't just TV lessons, they're life lessons that stick long after the episode ends. Sure, it only ran for 3 seasons, and some might call it old-fashioned, but maybe that's the point. Maybe what our kids and we need isn't faster, it's slower. Shows that make space for reflection, not just reaction. And the best part is that you don't have to vet every episode. You can let them watch on their own, knowing they're soaking up messages about family, kindness, and doing the right thing, even when no one's looking. What more can you ask for in a TV show? It's why my own family still watches The New Lassie regularly. Not because it's perfect, but because it invites us to slow down, unplug, and remember that simple stories can still teach the most powerful lessons. And your kids might just fall in love with Lassie. You can watch it for free on YouTube. And I'll drop a link in the show notes for you to check out on your own. Oh, and in case you want to know more about the original Lassie, go back and check out episode 5 where I do a deep dive into the original Lassie. I highly recommend this show for you and your family. And I would love to hear your opinions on it too. Drop me a line through SpeakPipe on my website at familytvuncovered.com. There's a big pink button that says talk to us. You can click on that and leave me a voicemail. I would love to hear your opinion. If this episode made you think about the kind of shows your family deserves, share it with a friend who's looking for the same. And go head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review so you can help other families find clean family entertainment for their families. And stick around next week. We'll switch gears for Parents Night and crack open a mystery that might just have you and your spouse guessing until the last clue. Thanks for listening, friends. Have a great rest of your week, and I will catch you on the next episode.